So we're at Lakeside Darts. I'm talking to Joanne Potter, and the atmosphere is incredible, Jo. Already, the first day, the doors have only been open an hour.
I know.
And they're going absolutely mad in there.
I can't wait for the doors when they open, because of the minute the music hits up and you get all the CD playing over, and then the people start to come in and get all excited, ready to get in, because they can hear that music going.
Just unbelievable.
Absolutely fantastic, I get excited myself.
It's just, I found myself getting excited. I mean, and it's just such good natures. Everybody's having a good time.
It's great.
It's just absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Now, how long has the darts been going on for at Lakeside?
It's our 40th year.
40th year. Yeah.
40th year for the BDO, sorry. 40 years open for Lakeside. But with the darts, I think this is 25, 26 years, I think.
I
keep these in track. I mean, it's just amazing.
And the thing is, as well, is that one thing to consider is what this brings to Surrey Heath. I mean, I happen to know, because I'm in touch with quite a few of the local businesses, they can't wait for the darts to happen, because it brings so many people into the area. It's one of their busiest times of the year. So
it's like Harrods sale when it opens.
Yeah.
Everyone floods in. They all take good money, because January is normally a dead month. Mm. It does tremendous business for the local area, and you're right, they can't wait for it to come, because all local pubs are busy, local shops are full and busy, they're all taking money, everyone's happy.
So how many people are in that room right now?
1,400 people.
I mean that's an astonishing amount of people.
It is, yeah.
And a lot of them, I've spoken to a lot of them in there, and a lot of them are staying here for the whole week.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
and they're watching the dance for the whole week, so
this
they must be
holiday.
Staying locally.
Yeah, this is their holiday. Can you believe that people put their holiday off
to come to Brimley Green?
I'd be lying on a beach in Barbados.
yeah, you and me both, absolutely.
But no, they love it. It's absolutely tremendous, tremendous 10 days.
Right, and have you worked here the whole time the darts has been here?
Yeah.
So is there any memorable moments or?
Oh God, so many. We don't only just get dart players and the darts, we get stars arriving here.
Yeah.
We get people from television coming in. I actually get people phoning during the week wanting to see if they can get a table, and Dad tries to accommodate on his table.
Trying to blag a ticket.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, we try to accommodate some of them by putting them on the Mr. Potter's table.
Right.
And if we can possibly get them in, we will. And we've had DJs, we've had people that are interviewers on TV, all sorts of people come. But at the end of the week, you'll see quite a lot of stars coming. You're going to get quite a lot of the Water Rats people that were all entertainers in their day.
Right. And and the other thing to consider is there's world attention on Brimley Green right now.
This
I mean,
goes
the BBC,
all over the
it goes
place.
Across the whole world. I mean, I was speaking to people in there that have flown in from all over the place to watch this. So it's just incredible. Just incredible.
They come from all over the world. I've got friends that live in Australia that actually watch the darts. It comes up on their TV. Not all of it, but flashes of it. I've got some people that I know in America that actually watch it as well. So, you know, it's right across the world. Everybody's interested in darts.
Yeah.
It's a manic time.
It must be busy for you as well.
It is.
But you got,
well,
you're the family person.
If you'd have been here last night and the night before, my father and a crew of us were still in there, actually setting labels, legs on tables to fit in tables where we'd got the wrong ones put in place.
Right.
So we had to change them over, moving chairs around, in and out, you know, and it is quite busy. I mean, we're getting the bars all set up, and there's, you know, by the time you look at your watch, it's 11:15, and you've got to be up next morning. I mean, last night was manic because we had to be up early for the darts this morning. So we were working in here until gone 11:30 last night.
So after this week, I suppose you guys are going to be getting plenty of sleep then?
I'm going to get some sleep tonight, because I'm not staying tonight and doing the usual. I'm going to go home reasonably early tonight after the darts. I'm going to get some sleep, so it'll set me up for the rest of the week, because this is going to be late nights every single night.
Yeah.
We probably won't get in much before 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock for...
And,
sleep.
And for Lakeside, I mean, there must be a lot of people staying here in the hotel and everything. So
the hotels are full. Absolutely.
So it's an all-night an all-night trade for the hotel.
Absolutely. I actually don't know how my father at 84 does what he does.
Unbelievable.
I do admire him. He's 84. He'll probably get about 4 hours sleep, because he'll be the last person out of this place.
I've never met anyone to work so hard as him. Whenever I come to Lakeside, he's always busy doing something.
He never stops.
Unbelievable.
And the thing is, last night, I really was ready to go home around about 11, and he was still saying, oh, another couple of chairs up here. I said, look, let's leave the last few bits and pieces till the morning. No, nothing till the morning. We want to get it all done now. And he's still going, and he's got full of energy, and I'm sort of starting to slag a little bit, but... you know, you can't stop if he's going. He's 84, for goodness sake. How can I say I'm tired?
Right. Well, anyway, I last week on Boxing Day, I was at the Windlesham Pram Race and with people all dressed up and everything. Now I'm at Lakeside and people are all dressed up. I mean, some of the costumes there are just fantastic. Well, listen, Joe, well done. It's a great event. And, you know, I'm sure that residents are going to be talking about the darts all week. So a fantastic buzz in Frimley Green.
Oh, well, thank you, Paul, for coming along and doing the interviews with everybody. It's great to keep the local people in touch with what's going on in their local areas.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joe.